Hey, and welcome to episode 14 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. This week is our very first theme week. Now, what does that mean? Well, as I said last week, I'm going to start adding a bit of structure to the show by picking a broad topic each week and every day sharing a fact or story that falls within that topic. To kick things off, our first theme will be outer space, starting today by taking a look at the Big Dipper.
Seek him that maketh the seven stars and Orion, and turneth the shadow of death into the morning.
So it is written in the Bible, in the book of Amos, chapter 5, verse 8. The seven stars in the verse are the Big Dipper, and their presence in this verse points to the fact that the group of stars known as the Big Dipper has been a pretty big deal throughout human history. Remember, the text in the Bible is over 2,000 years old. Homer also mentions the Big Dipper in the Iliad. Taoist temples in Asia have whole buildings dedicated to the Big Dipper. And almost everyone growing up in the United States has heard the story of the runaway slave and the drinking gourd. Imagine my surprise then when I discovered that the Big Dipper is not a constellation at all. Sure, it may be one of the most recognizable patterns in the night sky, but the Big Dipper is what's called an asterism. An asterism is pretty much any recognizable grouping of stars that isn't an official constellation. But who decided all this? You can thank the ancient Roman astronomer Ptolemy, who made a list of 48 constellations in the first couple centuries AD that became the de facto list for almost 2,000 years. That is, until the International Astronomical Union, yeah, the same folks who demoted Pluto, added another 40 official constellations to the list, bringing the total up to 88. The IAU also decreed that anything not on their official list should be classified as an asterism, and that included the Big Dipper. Thanks for tuning in to episode 14 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest an idea for an episode or a theme week, shoot me an email at sean@dailybrainwave.com. That's sean@dailybrainwave.com. And make sure you come back tomorrow as we continue Space Week by taking a look at the animals of the Russian space program.